Yo, what's going on, people? It's your boy E-Man, the one and only E-Man, back again with another episode. Today we have my partner. She hasn't been able to record for the past two episodes, and tonight. Can you please welcome Aliyah, my wonderful partner.
My way.
I don't have much to say, but I can go and Aliyah, take the mic, my sister.
Hi everyone, it's your girl Aliyah, all the way from ZM. It's nice to have you, and yeah, this is us, Iman and Aliyah. Conversations with Iman and Aliyah. Over to you, Iman.
So, thank you, Aliyah. Thank you. So let's jump into the episode 3 of Conversations with Iman and Aliyah. So today, as I promised, Takati, nasi topic in the peer pressure, which, yeah, we thought about changing it, but, you know, we wanted to be authentic, we wanted to be,
you know, it should seem like that's our main, relationship, so we had to change our topic, and yeah, peer pressure is... It's giving vibes, you know.
Yeah, so today, peer pressure and how it's affecting the youth. So, first question of the episode. What do you think when someone talks about peer pressure? Like, how do you feel when you were asked about peer pressure?
The first thing that comes to my mind is iPhone, glueless wigs, you know, baddies. A lot of things come to my mind, you know. But those are the main things that come to my mind. Like, wow. Teenagers, I.
Yeah. It's for me, I think. When someone talks about peer pressure, when someone asks me about peer pressure, I think it's for a boy, you know. Peer pressure is something like for a friend of yours as a girl, right? And obviously, that one friend has got everything in life. I can't say everything as such, but you know, he's got more than what you have at the moment. So obviously, you're gonna have to do a lot of things to try and be on the same level as that guy. That's peer pressure for me.
I feel like there are people out
there have to do
that paint their lives, you know. They're gonna make you feel like, you know, in Indonesia you say, that's how people are. There are people out there that have that type of influence. You see them out there, you know. You don't know how, especially for my gender, I see people, you know, you don't know, you just see the girl, she has everything, you know. You just imagine, you just want to be here, you just feel like, you know what, this girl, someone right now is a role model. You have a role model, why? Because you feel like, you know what, that glueless wig and that iPhone is the same reason that you think that person is your role model. Right now, there's a girl out there. I mean, like, Takawanda Kunzoku. Let me not say this, Takawanda Kunzoku. Someone right now is literally jealous. Some people make you feel like their lives are in order, but those people actually, their lives are not in order. They have many instabilities in their lives. That's the problem. My gender, personally, that's how I see it.
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say. So, yeah, let's continue. So, peer pressure is a thing, is a topic, but just I think it's affecting a lot of youths out there. Your friends, your peers, your parents, even your parents. They can have, a factor in, like, they can, how can I say it? Wanukuna kutowa nangriskini, wachitokupa peer pressure wabereko wako. For example, as for boys, you know when African parents compare you to your cousins, their friends, or whatever, they'll be like, unawana waningi. Akazodai mwanao ningi, akazodai unachadzo kitao zinuite mwanao ningire. As for me, I think that peer pressure, because Mugundipa pressure, I obviously, I'm not going to be the same.
Wow.
I'm not going to be the same as that guy or daughter or whatever. I'm not going to be at the same level as him. But you know, African parents, they will try their best to compare you to other people's children. Of which, as a boy, I don't like that.
So
I'm Dinambuganda's Farira.
Imen, hear me out. So your parents giving you pressure. It's peer pressure. Literally, you
Like,
feel like it's peer pressure because they're comparing you with someone else. I literally understand them. Crazy. They have a
yes,
tendency.
because as an African guy, I'm not trying to include race in this. It can happen to white people as well, but I think it mostly happens to black, and what's it called? You know, tichikura, tayi kompe ango chinzi. Sekuru wako wakazodai, zvikazodai, iwewe unotadzira kutedzera wezvozvo here? Kazini yako mwana wonhingi akazodai, mwana watete wekugokwe, tete wekwabushu, mwana wo akazodai akadai. No, inini, I was born to be myself, I was born to be different from others. You don't need to compare me to others. I've got different talents than what they have. So, I mean, being compared to someone, I feel like that's peer pressure personally. Because
I
mukuton pa pressure, compare ne munhu wa mukunditeko.
Oh wow. Pressure also occurs in schools, right? Like literally at school there people we don't have rest as teenagers. You know, school, yeah. Oh. Yo,
Yeah, in school, that's the other problem as well.
especially event. Yo, you would literally die. People are going all out, you know. It's a crisis. Crisis in the end.
You see the other guy being dropped by a Mercedes AMG the next day, Land Rover the next day, he's coming with money to school. The next day, he's wearing a Moncler Canada Goose.
And you're using your foot. You're coming to school by foot.
You're riding a bike. Squiggy, squiggy, squiggy.
Oh my goodness, even no.
No, I'm just stating facts right here, because you know, as a student, I've seen a lot in the period I've been living in, the generation I'm in right now. Like, how can I explain this? But you know, here in UK, you see a guy, let's say a black guy, you're in college, right? You see him wearing a Moncler, of which a Moncler, it's cost like £1,000. And for a coat, like, he coat, bomber jacket, insurance, and it. And Ukadaku. Kuchari is a background. Everything is nice. You go to his house. You see, he has a PS5. He has an iPhone. Yeah, clothes, proper nice clothes as well. And then you look at yourself. You be like, "Hey, Queenie, didn't I get to say Queenie?"
I remember this was an event at our school, like on Friday. That was yesterday, right? We had an event. The theme was sports jersey, you know. So I wore my things, you know. I was literally wearing this cargo, right? This big cargo, you know, my Arsenal sports jersey. You know, I don't follow football, so I just had it, right? I got it as a present, actually. Then comes down to my shoes, you know. I was wearing a non-label shoe, you know, because I'm literally that person's like, you know, ish. I can't be wearing fit. You know, everyone had a label at school. I'm like, you know, I was just looking at myself and telling myself, okay, what is going on? Like, what's happening? You know, everyone was wearing a label. And even my mess teacher was wearing a label. I'm like, okay, so it's fine. You know what? It's all right. Yeah. You know, it's something you just have to accept that, you know, I'm different, you know. As you know, bata, I understand, but then you need to calm down and just relax.
But
Relax.
at the same time, pas no bata pacho ka. You feel like ndotichi. You no bata in a way yekuti. You give up on your own self. You give up on life. You give up on everything and it. And then your friends be like, yo, hey man, inini kuti I hate to do this and this. Of which now you're getting forced to do something that, let's say, that isn't right, that thing, and you're now being forced to do it at the same time. So I think kuti friends as well, they can be bad friends, good friends at the same time, but peer pressure inongo kutinya nyango zvakadaro asina basa kuti uri mubereki wemwana inokurova peer pressure.
Is something within even our parents' experience. You know, you can't be, you know, a parent, right? And then you see someone, you know, they won't say, our parents don't say, literally, you are a parent, you know, ukira kombi. Then you see my ninja next to door, she has a Porsche, she has this nice car. You don't, you are also not kira kombi. And chema, you know, ukutoda 50 cents, you know. It's just something that as humans we experience. Parents don't say. They tell us that, hey, us are affecting a peer pressure, but then at the end of the day, it affects us. Being authentic is literally the toughest thing that a person would try to do. Parents are the
That's the
only.
hardest thing in life.
Exactly.
Being authentic is hard. And in I think parents, you know, peer pressure wabiregi. You're trying to nemubereki. Makavamise kumusha, kumuji, kwamtoko and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then obviously you get a better life when you grow up. You come to Harare, or one of your mates come to England, he lives here. You see, you'll be posting on his status, this, that, life is good and stuff. And then your parents be like, wana ningi wakungodai, ana ningi wakazodai. But moyo mawo anenge achitokwara nepeer pressure. Peer pressure inobata munhu wese, guys.
It all comes down to like being authentic and accepting what you have. Like you need to at the same time, in the process of accepting that this is where God left me, right? You need to pray, be consistent with prayer. You need to work hard for yourself. Of course, there's no situation that can't be changed, honestly. That's one thing that people don't know. You can change your situation. You can't be pressured. You need to work hard for that. And you don't need to work hard. You know, there's this thing about ladies, you know, doing various stuff to get what they want from these sugar daddies. You know, that's peer pressure.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
I
I
feel like
get
you need to work, you know, you can do something with your life. Do something with your life so that you can change your story. Not sugar daddy is not a solution, my ladies. A sugar daddy is not a solution. I would rather starve, guys. No.
that is not an option you have to do, young, that's your last option. You won't have to do it. Oh. Ah, no.
Some girls literally feel like this is it. This is their life. But at the same time, I've been reading this Shona novel. Yeah, I'm Zimbabwean. Of course, I read Shona novels. You know, I feel like it has been teaching me a lot about how this sugar daddies and whatnot. You know, there's this guy. His name is Lennon in the novel. It's Lennon. Yeah. What he does, right? His character. He's like that person with money. You know, he exchanges girls and, you know, it's literally disturbing because, wow, he changes goals. Like, I feel like, ladies, we need to stop this habit of going around with sugar daddies, even sleeping around also. I didn't want to say this, but then, you know, it's an aspect that is literally ruining the girl child in the society.
hazvikuti kanganisira vanhu vakawanda
Yeah, people need to be content
but you
with what
know
you have.
chimwe chinhu chikutikwadza iyo mashuga dhedhi acho like unochienda kuyuni ukupika munhu akaenzana nemwana wako going out with her buying her flowers what were you ukufungei like what are you thinking uchitoenda kuuni nemota yako wakanotomira pagedhi akatokupa kisi mwana wewanhu apa mwana akaenzana newe akaenzana nemwana wako handi uyo une mukadzi kumba une vana umwe mwana anogona kutodzidza nemwana pa same uni. What are you thinking? Nemio waskana nyangwe wakomana handine mashuga mami munhu wese mukufungei. What are you thinking about your life? Think about yourself.
I think as an individual, you need to have certain goals that you tell yourself. Nema limits or nema boundaries. You tell yourself, but no matter how things go bad, no matter how things evaluate or something like that, I'm never going to do this, this, that, that. Don't be a person anima loose screws. People have loose screws. You know, a person will be like, that person, you know, usually our plans that we do, right? We just like jump into things like we don't consult God, we don't consult anyone that is like, you know, older than us. We just like tell ourselves, but ininga pana bandina mari, so let me do this. Ininga, I don't have an iPhone, so let me do this. You don't even look at the aspects of, you know, of life. You don't know whether it's gonna ruin you or not. You just jump into things like girls, boys. No, it ruins you. Be authentic, be content with yourself, pray to God, and be consistent.
Ava no aku manya kuma conclusion. Was not but try. Try. Try to look for a job. Try to work for yourself. Ugo awana uzumanyo. Kwa shoka perero. Kwa perero. Basa washachi washachi. Ndo pa andis kuti enda ikuti tazu mashuga dit. Mashuga man. No, I'm not saying that. Look for something else. You can even work for that sugar mommy, sugar daddy, than dating him. No, that's wrong.
Man, that people have different goals in life. Not all of us have the same goal. But I just pray and hope, you know, our generation will stop being messed up because it's ruining our lives. Right now in Africa, right, there's this thing of, you know, these HIV pills, the ARVs. They are starting to go, you know, extinct. They are going to be sold. I know people are getting them for free. And now people are going to, like, the death rate is going to rapidly increase. Why? Most people don't afford them. Most people are doing things, right? At the end of the day, it's going to limit them and it's going to cause harm to them. Like, people don't have considered those aspects. They just jump into decisions without looking at what the economy is breaking down into, like, they don't.
Vanhu vakuita zvinhu zvinozovakwadza pamberi apo.
Who would think that ARVs are going to be sold now? You know, nobody thought of that. Nobody. Like, now people are crying now.
Yeah, it's good. Your decision messed up. Think about your future. Don't think about what you're doing now. Think about what's going to happen. Think about the consequences. Achauya nezvauda kuita izvo. Inini ndaitombozvitawo personally. Zvekuti, yeah, I know I was a kid, I was still a child. Pfungwa dzai dzadzanyatsa kumachoro zvakanaka. I would not do my homework and apiwa. Ndona ndichamba bhora without thinking about what's going to happen pamberi apa. And then, you know, when the teacher asks for homework, wapusa, wakowa. Think about the consequences. Think about what's going to happen. Ukasa itas, wawudza, ukangu itas, nukuna kwe peer pressure. Utamanya. Stop. Think. Ombo, zifungu wakuti, zizanda kuitas, is this okay? Is this going to benefit me in the future? Kana visiri uku benefit, don't do it. Why are you doing it? Stop. Think about your future. Think about your life. Don't do the stuff you want to do because of peer pressure. Don't do it because you want money. You want 5 zig, you want 10 zig, you want 20 zig. You want 10 pounds, you want to change the truth. No. That truth is going to hate you because of peer pressure. You're seeing your friends doing vaping, truth, and whatever you call it. It's got consequences. It is my effects. Anozo kukwadza. Musango mhanya kuita zvinhu zvisina basa. Fungai. Mayuth. Nemi vabereki vachainzwawo podcast inoyi. Fungaiwo kuti. Aiwa, handitori seriasi ka.
It's literally messed up. Because
decision yamupita inozobenefita mwana wenyu.
you know, there's this thing when you said Babirigan, I thought of my mom right now. You know, shout out to her. What podcast? I'm just like thinking right now, but okay, what if she has this? She's gonna kill me definitely, but mama, no.
You have to think about what's going to benefit your children, yourself, your parents. Anna, in Nangu, shout out to my parents, shout out to my siblings. I love my parents because they think about what's going to happen in the future. Vanokuudza, you ask them, zvine mabenefits here? What are we going to benefit from it? Kana zvisina, I won't know what is good. We don't. And then kune those other types of parents. Vanongoita vozouya vakuchema. Ah, mari yangu yakaenda. Ah, edzi yakazouya ikati chakazoti ndikaita chakati. Vanondipa mari yakati. Ah, chakazodai, chakazodai. Mutsa mani. Don't do stuff without thinking about the consequences. Nyangwe mimi vana. Podcast, you know, is meant for everyone. It's not for children alone. Munhu wese.
We are leaving no one behind, like literally this is 2025. No.
Munhu wese is getting involved. Munhu wese is part of the show. Munhu wese sha. Because you're going to regret your decision. Pamper up. Not going to be a pressure.
Amen. How do you think we could solve this thing of fear pressure in your own aspect? How do you feel? Like, do you think that, you know, I feel like personally people need to pray. God is the only answer at this point. I feel like God, straightforward, being content with what you have, you know, having boundaries, limitations, and having goals as an individual. Don't mess up your lives because of people. People are just a chapter in your life. Some people come and go. Literally, you need to think for yourself, not for the next person. Because Ningadai, don't do the same thing.
Personally, I think being authentic, being yourself, being natural is the only solution to end peer pressure. And imimiwo kune vari kutipa peer pressure ivavo. Ndzangopozita zvinhu zvenyu. Itai zvinhu dzimba dzenyu. Because kuposta kwamuri kuita kanhuri kako, kuposta kwauri kuita foni yako nyowaniyoyi, it's going to affect one or two vari mumacontacts ako. Just do your thing. There's no point for involving other people. Cause. And isusiwo vari kutipawo peer pressure wacho. Be authentic. Don't say uona shamwari yako kana one of your mates aposta iPhone 15 yatengerwa. Haisi mari yake. Imari vabereki, utapiwe pressure. Kana vabereki kwako asinga afford haisi mhosva. Tenda nechaunacho ichocho. Kuti kuti uivhure status iyoyo washandisa foni. Tenda foni iyoyo yaunayo iyoyo. Be natural. Be yourself. There's no point for copying others what they're doing.
It's just like you're racing people. You're racing your life. Sweat. Hey, Ningi posted this. iPhone. My way. Glueless wig. You know what? You know those pouches with those big ears. What? You know iPhone with those pouches. You know. People right now. I feel like as a girl, right? I think if you don't have that, right, you're not surviving. I literally hear my friends at school talking about peer pressure, telling us, oh, this, that, this girl got married recently. Marura kama kama ona ere. And you're still a candidate and you haven't written, but then you're talking about things that happened to someone. That person is older than you. You're talking about someone who has already finished school. Like, literally, you need to grow up, guys. If you cannot sort of pizza, be content with what you have at this point, car, you should be looking at my phones, you know, Jauna and literally need to be content at some point, you know.
Peer pressure, you and they are to ram by you.
Evan, they need to
be ram.
But then, yeah, this is all I had. if you have to add, you can add on. Yeah, this is Iman and Alia. Iman, what do you have to say?
You know, because Iman, I was saying, peer pressure, guys. I don't know how to change it. You know, as a boy, as a child, as a son, you have to make your parents proud. And yeah, just be authentic, just be yourself, be natural. There's no point for being pressured by other friends. Can you not talk about pressure? See, I know. Tease on you, wow. Tito tease, to manias, to sprinter, child.
Yeah. Overall, people need to be authentic. Like, they need to be appreciated. Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
They need to be originated.
That's what you're saying.
No, and the likes. I feel like, Vanuga, don't mess with people's lives. Like, you ever stand on your own. Don't lean on the next person. Chingomira uri wewe. You are Alia, you're Alia. You are Ruvarashi, you're Ruvarashi, you're Ruvimbo. You are Tadio. You just need to be content with what you have, guys. This is Ngakangana Kupiza Mwarina. I love God so much, guys. I love praying a lot, and that's the aspect that I will talk about each and every episode from now. God is a major thing in life. You need to appreciate, you know, pray consistently. Without prayer, nothing will go on, to be honest. I think most people can relate on that. You know, even tears are answered, you know.
Our parents had to wait over 20 years, over 30 years, over 45 years to teach. Be patient. Patience is the key. Pray. Be patient. Be thankful. Be grateful as well to what you have. There's no point for comparing yourself or being compared to by your parents, your friends, whatever, your family, whatever they are to you. Don't compare yourself to anyone. Be yourself. One man for himself, God for us all.
Yeah. You love that statement. You love that statement.
You love that statement. You love that statement. You love that statement.
Right, Ramba Kuziro.
Because Ramba. Ndaramba Kuzo. Ndaramba Kuziro. Ndaramba.
Oh, wow. That is really a call.
Because unakona kukompewa nemunhu handi. You see a guy outside, he's perfect, but you don't know what's going on in his house. You don't know what he's doing, you don't know his job, you don't know anything about him. You see a guy on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitter. You'll be like, I want to be like this guy. What if he's doing sacrifices to have what he has? And then you walk down Cooper.
Africans have a tendency of doing that. Africans.
Whatever he's doing out there? What if he's doing something in his house? You see the guy dressing properly on Instagram. He has over 100,000 followers. You'd be like, you know what? I want to be like this guy. Don't. Be yourself. Be authentic, my sister, my brother.
I literally read these conventions, right, where they're like, in Indakazuita, witchcraft, I sacrificed my friend's child, I did that. I'm like, okay, fine, you guys. So what do you get at the end? And I feel like working hard is just a priority. I feel like those sacrifices, you know, they are not, it's very disturbing and concerning. Because you're killing someone. Killing is basically a sin in the Bible. Like, what would I do? Of which, killing, meda is you. Mm-mm.
At least working hard, I know it's painful, but it has benefits at the end of the day. Sacrificing someone, he has consequences. It's going to haunt you for the rest of your life. Working is not, it's going to be painful, but marwadzo anopora. Jesus, Vichapeira. work as hard as you can so that you can have a better life for you, your children, your parents, for your whatever they are in your family.
Yeah,
Like, what you think I am with the passion? Be authentic, my brother, my sister. We don't care. Be
it's a
yourself.
trend now. It's a trend, you know. It's a trend. Shein is actually a trend. Let's talk about the thrift. You know, people are precious. People don't love those. Like they are like, you know, the fake kids. I remember it was in primary. There's this girl that I learned with, right? She went like, "Ah, your dad is out there, so you know." Why do you buy clothes in Zimbabwe? I'm like, bro. So I have to wait for my dad so that I can wear clothes. I need to wait for my dad to send me clothes all the way from wherever he is there. Like, you know, people are just, they have this mentality, this sick mentality that, you know what? And some be like, I don't wear thrift clothes. I don't do that. But then, because, all right, in Shona, they say, bureau, right? I don't wear jumper, but I wear thrift store clothes. What does thrift mean? I was not to say what thrift means, but you're going around telling people that. Like, literally, what I, people have a problem. People, ish, they traumatize me. Like, literally.
Muni ye waru idolize ba Instagram. What if waru to tinga imba zake pa team right now?
Literally, yeah.
Aku dripa, aku to ita like you watch ungona muna kafika hembi. Instagram, he don't know. What if he's going to a charity shop?
People have a
What if
tendency
he?
of taking, like, you know, Fashion Nova, Shein, you know, there's this tendency, but then the clothes won't be from Shein, actually. I don't know, but then people have a tendency of doing that. Then, well, you look at the caption, what one could party go Fashion Nova, my way, stress levels are high, BP levels are higher,
The pressure you
climate.
took.
Yato
Pressure at your kika.
you are already stressing yourself. Okay, fine. Where will I get this? You don't actually know what we call. You know, a person like Moon Shachara to Naku thrift ka Odzoka, name it like Odzuasha, Odzamu fabric condition software. I mean, sorry. Over at all the Aina. You won't see that. You won't see the difference. Like, literally, I was out when I sing a cook, but then pressure ka in and who pressure in doesn't affect me. I am a grown person. I am a very grown person. I don't get pressured by unnecessary things.
Pressure yangu yakambodondirova but ndakakunda, that's what I can say. Ndoti ndaka awo takabudirira.
Wakarwa.
Ndabuda. Takarwa undohombe chaiyo tikaikunda.
Ah, so it's all about being authentic, being original. Praying also, praying is very important. Yeah, this is all I had. I don't know, even. It's time for us to go,
I
bro.
mean, in the international tower. Thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah,
Thank
see you
you.
next time
Always
on
you're going to
our
listen.
episode. Our next episode is gonna be on relationships, right, even?
Hey, don't worry, don't worry. Couldn't I even go further with my relationship? Why? No,
Yes.
don't worry.
Share the link,
Oh, yeah.
friends, you know.
Tichikuya, we are coming. New episodes are on the way. Don't worry.
Every Saturday, it's one. Yen Zim is one right now. Now it's 2-2 now.
No, it's 11:55.
Yeah.
Every Saturday, don't worry, we'll be posting. Just be patient and wait for us to give you. Tichikupakurei mudye.
Yo, yo,
But
yo.
anyways. Anyways, thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah.
Don't forget to share this podcast to your friends, family, your parents, everyone. Yeah, thank you for tuning in.
Alia signing out. Iman, bro, I'm gonna leave you on your own.
And I could have said now, Tijama.
Okay,
Thank you
sure.
guys for listening. Iman, peace out, the one and only.